we wanted to maintain the, you know, being in the playoffs, which we've managed to do. And obviously our reward for that is playing against who's easily been the best team this league, the Newcastle Eagles.
Are they beatable over two legs?
With the team that we've got now and, you know, playing at what we're capable of playing, we definitely have a good chance of causing an upset.
How big an advantage is it now that the first leg is, for you, the away leg and therefore the second leg at home?
I think there is an advantage, but I've said all week to the guys that the most important thing will be, you know, our performance in the first leg. You don't want to, like, leave Newcastle with being too much in a hole or giving yourself too much to do when we get back to Guildford. So I think the result on Friday night will play a big part on how on our home having the home court in the second leg.
Do you take anything into your big victory over them, of course, last weekend, or was that a different attitude from Newcastle?
I think it was just a different attitude from, you know, from both teams. There was no change in the table, so, you know, it was obviously about, for us, about giving our fans a good performance, which we did. And we know that it's going to be a really, you know, a strong Eagles team with all their players back when we go down to Sports Central on Friday.
Do you tell them to give absolutely everything in the first leg then and say, look, just give everything, don't leave anything, you know, off the court, and then we'll see where we are for Sunday?
Without a doubt, you've got to bring it all on Friday night. If you just try and pace yourself, you know, as I said, you could find yourself in a big hole that we just won't be able to dig ourselves out of. So it's about, you know, just taking one game at a time, and Friday night is more important than Sunday for us.
You've spoken about how you rebuilt the side, and if you had that side perhaps in the first half of the season, who knows? Does that mean they're going to be fresher for these two games?
I think, yeah, we've not had Julius Joseph for a couple of games. We had rested him, and then he has come back in the last two games. We've seen the old Julius Joseph in terms of, you know, having freshness in his legs, shooting the ball well. So I feel that the whole team is, you know, looking a lot fitter. We're just sweating a little bit on the Drew Lasker, who's still not fully recovered from an ankle injury.
So what, he'll travel and it's a decision you'll make on the night? You'll be on the bench?
Yeah, he'll travel down and... he'll have a fitness test just before tip-off. We'll see how he's feeling. And if he's feeling up to it, then we're going to need his services on Friday night.
To define the season, obviously, to win would be huge. Is the season already a success in the way that you had to sort of start again, or will it be dependent on these two games?
To be totally honest with you, I think I would like to try and cause an upset in the